Elvira, ELVIRA, Rocha, ROCHA, 4/23/49. Today's 6/14/2023. This is a 73-year-old Hispanic woman who lives with her daughter, Crystal, who's considered her primary caregiver. She suffers from atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, and DJD, period. Surgery, C-section, appendectomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has been widowed for 6-7 years, has two kids, and two kids that have passed away. She used to be a caretaker, allergy, non-family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of heart disease and myocardial infarction, COVID immunizations up to date. Review of system, patient has lost weight, she's gone from 300 to 126. Recent hospitalization with urosepsis, BBT of the left arm. She's weak, she's tired, she's short of breath, she's lost weight and appetite, suffers from cardiac cachexia. Medication, insulin 70/30, 10 units twice a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, Crestor 10 milligram a day, Tradjenta, T-R-A-D-J-E-N-T-A, 50 milligram a day, Macrodan 100 milligram BID, Metoprolol 50 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, and Ozempic 1 milligram a day. Blood sugars have been vacillating because of her appetite. On exam, blood pressure 140 over 88, pulses 92, respirations 18, heart, positive, some positive, two with ectopics, lungs, ronchi, and rouse, abdomen, soft, cannot rule out ascites, neck shows positive JVDs, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows muscle wasting and thin assessment. Here we have a 73-year-old woman with end-stage coronary artery disease, atrial fibrillation, diabetes, hypertension, DJD, period. Patient suffers from shortness of breath, weight loss, cardiac cachexia, diabetic neuropathy, difficulty sleeping at night, period. In paragraphs, she has overall weakness, tiredness, and recent history of DDT and urosepsis, period. Patient is no longer interested in hospitalization and or going back and forth to the hospital, would like to be cared for at home, period. Crystal, her daughter, is aware of her decision and would like mom and is her primary caregiver, period. Patient has a KPS score of 40%, is hospice appropriate, most likely has 6 months or less to live. Thank you.